read Chris Perkins' work in the Sun Sentinel, Sun Sentinel app, sunsentinel.com. Joint practice today, from what I've read, it was kind of uneventful.
Well, I mean, there was a big fight that broke off into two fights, one of them going into the indoor facility while the other one stayed outside. Jack Jones was throwing hands. We saw Ashton Davis, he's out injured. He was in the mix, but aside from that, no Tyreek Travis Hunter matchup. I thought the offense got the better of the defense. The Dolphins offense got the better of the Jaguars defense narrowly. Aaron Brewer said he thought they brought the heat later in practice, the offense. And then the Dolphins defense maybe had a narrow edge over the Jaguars offense. But, I think the Dolphins are a 9-win team. I don't know what Jacksonville is. They won 4 games last year, so I don't know what this joint practice means that it was this even, but it was fairly even. I would give the Dolphins offense an edge and the Dolphins defense a very narrow edge.
And to that point about the fighting, and it's just silly. I'm in Green Bay right now. Green Bay, they were practicing this today, and they were fighting at practice. Who are they playing?
Seattle.
So, and all the fight, whoop somebody's ass between the whistles. That's my whole thing. But are they tougher? Are they more physical? Are they whistling through the graveyard trying to slap people after the whistle blows?
You know what? It's interesting. So Aaron Brewer was talking about that today because we asked him about physicality. And he said he thought Chicago had fake tough guy stuff, that the rules were you just thug somebody up and they're tackling to the ground. He said he thought Detroit was a little more tough, and it got them kind of prepared. It was almost a little bit of a wake-up call. I thought the Dolphins showed some feistiness today, some competitiveness. I don't know how tough they were, but they were feisty. They were competitive, especially along the front. At the line of scrimmage, I thought they were. So I think this Dolphins team is going to be a tougher team than they were last year. I don't know if they're a tough team, but they're going to be a tougher team, and I think you do and have seen that in preseason.
Perk, what injury are you more concerned about? I'm not talking about for Saturday. I'm saying for week one in Indianapolis. What injury? Is it Devon Achane and really now Jalen Wright? So it could be Ollie Gordon starting if Achane's not ready. Tyreek Hill and his oblique injury, will he be ready to go week one? And will he look healthy week one? Austin Jackson in the offensive line, which one of those three are you more concerned about?
Man, I would say Achane is the one, because a calf injury, those calf injuries just kind of seem to linger. That you have to pay attention to that calf injury. If you only sit them for like a week and a half or 2 weeks, that thing could flare back up. I think that needs like a good 3 weeks to really heal up. So I don't know if you trot them out there at 80%. Maybe you do. Maybe you let them get a little bit of run at 80%, but that's the one with a guy who's fast and changes direction like Achane. That's the one I worry about. We saw Austin Jackson today out of the walking boot. He was wearing it yesterday riding the stationary bike. I don't know what that means, but he was out of it. Ashton Davis has been out of his walking boot for 2 days. But Jalen Wright, he was I saw him flexing his right leg as he was walking off the field, which was during the fight. He wasn't in the fight. He wasn't injured in the fight, to be clear about that. But he did go to the Baptist Health. They've got that medical facility attached to the training facility of the Dolphins. They've got an on-site medical facility. So him and A.J. Henning also was taken to that medical facility. So, the running back situation is overall, it's not good depending on what's going on with Jalen Wright. But Achane is the one that worries me the most.
And Perk, I know Travis Hunter's out right now, but Brian Thomas Jr., BTJ, can play. Yeah, how did they match up against him today? Because I was there in person against Amon-Ra St. Brown, and he had 6 of 6 touchdowns in the one-on-ones.
Yeah, Thomas looked good today. And I mean, Thomas looked good last year in the opener against these guys, but he looked good today. He had one touchdown, but I think Jason Marshall Jr., the fifth-round pick out of Florida, who is coming on as a slot defender, I think he made a pretty good play against Brian Thomas, if I'm not mistaken. I mostly watched the Dolphins offense against the Jacksonville defense. But, no, Brian Thomas, he's legit. He's legit. I do worry about those Dolphins cornerbacks. You know, Kendall Sheffield has been sidelined with a soft tissue injury. I didn't hear Storm Duck's name a whole lot, which I think is good. And, you know, I don't know if it's bad. You know, he didn't get burned by Brian Thomas. That's a good thing. I don't know if he made any plays, but Minka had an interception. Minka. He's looking real good. I feel good about Storm Duck and Minka. The rest of that secondary is very wait and see with Jason Marshall Jr. being a guy on the rise.
Chris Perkins, read his work in the Sun Sentinel. And we heard today, obviously we're up against it, but we heard today Mike McDaniel's going to play the starters on Saturday.
Yeah. And maybe two series. That would be the first quarter, right? It's about two series per quarter in general. So I would like to see what they can do. I'm glad that he's going to play them. It seems like that trend is changing all around the league this year, right, where you're seeing more starters playing in the preseason than you have in the previous 17-game season. So I like that. I like that the starters are going to get a little bit of run Saturday.
Perk, thank you for making time. All guests on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show get free breadsticks and salads.
That's it, baby. Sign me up. I'll give it to Solana.
All the sauce you want.
Exactly. I'll get them some take-home sauce.
We'll see you, Perk. Thanks, man.
All right, fellas.